This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I'm curious, I mean, Romana Nabuzis is a film that had some fantasy sequences, but mostly was shot in the very real world of Vancouver. And now you're running around Oz. I mean, how great is it when you step onto the set? Is it exciting?
It's really cool to say that I can walk on the Yellow Brick Road. Because my mom, whenever she steps on the Yellow Brick Road, she's like, "Ooh, I'm on the Yellow Brick Road!" And I feel the same way since I saw the original Wizard of Oz movie. It's really exciting.
What was your favorite part of the original Wizard of Oz movie?
I don't know. I love that when she lands in Oz, it's just turned so colorful since it goes from black and white to colors. I think it's just really spectacular how they did that thing, because you get to really see how colorful Oz is, and I love everything about the movie. I love the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, everything.
Talk a little bit about actually your character in this film. Who do you play?
I play two characters. I play, well, in Kansas, when Oz is in Kansas, I play a little wheelchair girl. She meets Oz while he's doing a magic show, and she asks him a favor that he can't return, really. And I play China Girl, which is my main role. And I'm a little 2 foot tall girl, and she's really cute. She's really sassy, and Oz just kind of takes her in, and he kind of becomes like a adopted father to her.
Can you talk about, we were hearing there's an interesting way of shooting this where you go into a booth. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I do have to go into a booth for filming, because they're filming my face in the booth, but since I'm 2 feet tall, I can't really be standing out there squatting, you know? So I have a China girl's body, my head's on her, so it's very interesting. It's like nothing I've ever done before. It's not like a voiceover, and it's not like being on set. It's just really different, and Zach Braff is kind of doing the same thing, and we're in the same booth together. It's really fun. He's crazy. He's really funny.
We'll talk a little bit about filming the circus stuff. I know you guys have already filmed that. What was it like for you being in a wheelchair, and just talk about filming those first scenes?
The first scenes were very... We had a lot of people there. Like, we had clowns there, which I'm afraid of clowns, so that was fun, and we had some fire eaters there and different acrobatic people, so it was very interesting to see all those people there. And but for me filming, I had to wear a wig for it, and I had long blonde hair, and it wasn't just any old wheelchair that you see in this movie. It's this old wheelchair that's wooden, and it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's very creepy, kind of. And but
like those, a lot of wicker and really creepy wheels.
Yeah. Those giant wheels that you. So, but it was really fun getting to film in the circus. They turned a studio into a circus, and it really looked like a circus. And they had all the tents set up, and it was really, really, really fun filming in the circus scene. But I think Oz is pretty amazing. So I love filming Oz because there's a Yellow Brick Road and everything's there. Glinda's Palace, Emerald City.
But you physically don't have any scenes, like you're not on the Yellow Brick Road at all. It's all the
right. Unless I'm rehearsing, I don't really step foot in there. Unless it was, unless in the first scenes of the movie where I'm in the wheelchair, then I'm on set.
So are you making sure you get a lot of pictures of you and James Franco and Michelle Williams so you can say to your friends, "No, I swear to God, that was really me in the movie"?
No, they'll know.
You'll tell them?
Yeah. They'll believe me, of course, you know. No, it's just, I mean, we're not supposed to take pictures on set anyway, right, of their wardrobe and everything, because I barely see them out of their wardrobe. I don't even know what they wear when they come in, because they're in their wardrobe most of the time, but no.
We've seen there's a lot of makeup in this movie. Mila Kunis, look, you know, there's a lot of makeup. Are you a little bit sad that you're not wearing all these prosthetics?
Yes, I'm very sad. It's, like I said, it's different than anything I've ever done. And I'm used to waking up in the morning, getting up early, going to hair and makeup, And it's kind of sad that I'm not there anymore because I make friends with the hair and makeup team. And in the beginning of the movie, because I had to have my hair done and my makeup done, so I still go visit them sometimes and we chat. And so, yeah, it's sad that I don't get to be a part of that. But, you know, it's still fun to try new things and do different things.
Can you talk about the China girl, girl personality? I know when she begins, her legs are broken and she's the last of her town, right?
Yeah, she's the last of her town. I think the last, of her family. She, at first, yes, her legs are broken. She's very sassy. Very, very sassy. She has some attitude. But she's also very sweet. Oz first discovers her in Chinatown, and he sees her crying there, and he takes her in with Finley, Zach Braff's character. And so it's just a story where he... Her, Finley, and Oz are trying to go kill the Wicked Witch, and that's all I'm going to say.
So talk a little bit about how you got involved in this role. Was it something that you went after? Did it come after you? How did it all happen?
Well, my mom got the script for it, and I had an audition for it, and I got a callback for a screen test, which is where we're doing it on the set, filming. I'm meeting Sam, the director, and, you know, it kind of came after me, but I also came after it, but I'm really happy that I get to work on it. I would have been so bummed if I didn't get hired, so I'm so glad I am. The set is just so friendly and fun and cool, and I'm the only, like, kid on set, so it's very different, like, working with all adults. I have a swear jar, so that if they have potty mouth, I make them pay. So that's, you know, what it's like being on set with adults.
How much money have you made so far in your potty?
In the swear jar?
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't counted, but the piggy bank's name is Dirty Word Deanna. So, but, you know, I try to make people pay up as frequently as I can because she gets hungry.
Who swears the most?
That's a really good question.
Don't reveal that. Not me, don't look at me.
I don't know. There's a lot of slurs. Sometimes they get off easy and they don't pay it. But Casey, the first assistant director, he has a down payment, so he's good for a while. He put in $20.
He started a tab.
Yeah.
There's a lot of incredible sets that they've been building, practical sets. Talk about the ones you've gone into, your favorites so far, even if you haven't filmed on them.
They're all amazing sets. Like the circus scene, Glinda's Palace is awesome. The throne room to the Emerald City. Let's see, everything. Everything's just so amazing. They're building a couple sets right now. They're actually building my village, Chinatown. And it is really amazing. And my teacher, Eva, she was really excited when she found out they were using her China patterns on the teacups and stuff. She was like, oh my gosh, that's my China patterns at home. But I don't have a favorite set. All of them are so amazing. And they're building one where Oz meets Theodora right now. So that's going to be cool.
It's a tough fight. You've done a succession of pretty big movies back to back. Is it tough kind of when you're not working to adjust to just being normal life, living a normal life?
I hate it. No, I love normal life, but I will go crazy if I'm not, like, working. I'll be like, Mom, I'm going crazy. I'm going stir crazy. I love my house. I love my family. I love my animals. But sometimes I just want to work, whether it's on location here in Michigan or in L.A. I just want to work. It's what I love. It's what I want to do for the rest of my life. So, yes, I do go a little bit crazy when I'm not working.
You're going to be the pig.
Yes, I do. I have a pet pig. And I do, actually. I have a real pet pig. Yeah, I do. I have a real pet pig. So I miss her. She's at home right now, and I have three dogs and a fish.
How's it, like, working with Sam? He's kind of a character.
He is awesome. He's so nice, and he is so smart. He's so much fun to work with. I just love him. He's awesome.
Does it feel like his inner child is not that far down? You don't have to dig too deep to get to Mr. Raimi's inner child. Does he seem like he's having fun?
he does seem like he's having fun. He has fun with it. He really thinks about it. But, you know, it's like this movie is really big, and he never really seems stressed. And I was like, how are you not stressed? If I was in his position, I'd be like, oh, my God, what am I going to do next? But so he's really mellow and calm and nice and just really serene. So it's really nice to have him as our director. He's super fun to work with.
Talk a little bit about your schedule. You obviously go to school while you're on set. Talk a little bit about how it works for you on a daily basis.
Well, I wake up, I come in, and I usually start off with school in my awesome school room. Me and my on-set studio teacher, Eva, we decorated it, and it's so cool. It has a yellow brick road, it has trees, it's colorful and pretty. So I go to school, and then after a couple hours of school, whatever comes along, then I get called on set, but I have to have 3 hours of school a day.
Can you talk about the voice of the child girl? Do you change your own voice much?
No, not really. I mean, I get a little, like, because she's kind of tiny. I mean, she can't have a deep voice, you know? But I just talk usually normally the same, and people tell me, your voice is perfect for China Girl. I'm like, thank you. So, no, I don't really have to change my voice much for her.
You're part of this is a big Disney release. Do you hope that this is going to lead to a all-access, you know, free pass for Disneyland for life?
Oh, yeah. I love Disneyland, but my favorite park is California Adventures because I love the big rides. I love Tower of Terror, which I just went on a couple weeks ago, and I was so scared, but I had so much fun. And I love California Screamin', Soarin' Over California. I love Disneyland because the teacups are so awesome, but California Adventures is so fun. But yes, I'm hoping it will give me an all-access pass.
Speaking of the Disney corporate empire, have people shown you what your action figure will look like yet? Or are they keeping the toys from you? Or have they even started on doing the design for you?
I don't know, but they do have a puppet for me. I am a puppet, kind of like a...
Marionette.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I'm a marionette puppet, so I'm not like a sock puppet, but yeah, that's what I am. They're putting my face on her little face, and she's about from here. She's really tiny. And yeah, Philip, the puppeteer, he's so good at doing all the things. He even has a string that he pulls, and it makes her blink. It's like, and he can make her move all different ways. He can make her put her hand on her hip, and it's so cool, my puppet. It's awesome.
Well, how long are you filming here till?
I came here in June, and I started in June and July, and then I went home for August, and then I'm here till December. And I came back in September.
Do you have a lot of leeway? I know, like, Zach Braff's a very fun guy to be on set with. Sam Raimi loves to sort of improv while he films. Do you have that opportunity in the booth?
Yes, I do. Even though I'm not doing my own motions and stuff, but I can add lines, add libs, take some away. Zach still does it. I still do it. James does it. Michelle does it. Mila does it. Everybody does it. So, yeah, I still get that opportunity.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to be Lady Gaga.
Which Lady Gaga?
Well, not being any sort of her own outfits, but my mom is helping me make my costume. And since she always has themes for her outfits, I'm sewing keys on my outfits. Like, a bunch of different keys and locks. And, like, Halloween is the only day I can wear heels, and my mom cannot say anything. So I bought a pair of heels, and I'm wearing them.
So you're not going to go as the meat costume?
No, that's disgusting. I mean, if I did, I would buy, like, dog toy meat things, like the rubber ones. So, no, I'm not going as meat dress.
You should go talk to Howard Berger at K&B. Have him help you.
Okay, I will. And, wait, K&B, what's that stand for?
Bergman Nicotero Berger. There you know go. Howard, the makeup guy.
Oh, yeah, I know Howard. I want him to do my makeup. That'd be really, really fun. He asked me if I wanted those pointy shoulders on my... I'm like, no, thanks. That's kind of... I'm good. But, no, I want him to do my makeup.
thank you very kindly for your courtesy, and have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.